ministry at Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Judges, and we're in chapter 2. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word.
And after the doings of the land of Canaan, whither I bring you, you shall not do. Don't do what they did. Neither shall you walk in their ordinances. Because of all of these abominations that the men of these lands have done, which were before you, the land is defiled, and it vomits them out of its midst. It vomits the people out. What were those things? Leviticus 18 catalogs incest as a number one thing. Incest. You know, as adults, we can sit here and it just defies our minds, but this is what it was. It was one of the biggest things. It was a lot of verses just on incest. And the Bible goes on to tell us that there was adultery on steroids. There was infanticide. They were sending their children through the fire. There was homosexuality. Listen, there was bestiality. This was going on. Read Leviticus 18. We're not in a world now where it's all nice, nice. We need to be honest and recognize that this was the stuff that made the land vomit out its inhabitants. And we in this country are right now trying to do all kinds of things that are just not right. I won't go through the catalog of the laws, except I will tell you one. February 2nd of 2020, bestiality had an amendment about bestiality being okay in Ohio. Somebody brought it to one of the legislators' attentions back in October. It might be gone now. They might have got that repealed, but somebody put that in there. I'm telling you, this is a crazy day. This was Ohio. Bestiality as one of the most abhorrent things I just mentioned to you. Ohio. We're looking at a world that is asking for trouble. And the Bible says that they were supposed to make no league with the inhabitants because they're mean, because they're unloving. No, because those people were so corrupt and so defiled, they had no conscience, no scruples left. America's fast approaching that state. The very fact that Craig's friend asked him about the Lord at work and he got to share Christ with him and lead him to Jesus is God fanning and winnowing this world right now. He's doing it through COVID. He's doing it through vaccinations. He's doing it through the government forcing businesses to close and come to heel. God's fanning the world and all the world knows it. And the lost people who have had an inkling in their heart now are having a little bit more of a ringing. Now it's ringing. What is going on in our world? He says, you shall make no league with them and you shall throw down their altars. How mean is that? Why don't we live and let live? Because God is concerned about every action that has another reaction. And what happens here is there is a continuum. This is what happened with Sodom and Gomorrah. If there be 50, if there be 50 less 5, if there be, listen, let's just cut to it. If there be 10, he says, I won't destroy it for 10. They couldn't find 10. We heard the word from Barna's thing again. I tell you, because you need to remember it as it seals in my heart, it'll seal in yours. They changed up their polling and they asked people about more specifics and they found that only 6% of Americans have a biblical worldview. 6%. Six. Now, there's a lot more than that that identifies Christian. Used to, in the past decades, it was 90%. 90% people say, I'm a Christian. So we're thinking we're a Christian nation. No, 6%. Now, that made sense. The other one, I was always scratching my head and saying, I don't know. Now I get it. What do you think about abortion? What do you think about homosexuality? What do you think about attendance of church? What do you think about tithing? What do you think about the death penalty? You see, people say, well, death penalty certainly isn't Christian. It is Christian. Romans 13. When it's properly executing somebody who has taken a life or proper, you know, charges are brought. We've got a world that doesn't even know what Bible is anymore. And so we're seeing a real mess. He says, I told you to go in. I told you to make no league with them. I told you to cast down their altars. They were all symbolic of all kinds of wicked, evil, carnal, perverse kind of exercises in their country. He says, but you've not listened. That's what the word obeyed means. You've not listened. You've not listened to my voice. This is Jesus on scene. You have not listened. Why have you done this? The word done is a word that literally means, why have you fashioned this? It has the idea of, why have you fashioned this? Why have you made this mess? Well, he's talking to the greater nation, you should remember. I want you to keep that in your mind. There were some people in the crowd. I mean, there was Caleb and some of those, and then there's going to be a couple of people who will rise up. But for the vast majority of the people, they had no use for God and God's way. They may have frequented the temple. When we visited Israel in 2017, I was surprised to find that at the southernmost part of the northern kingdom, Israel, just above the border of Judah, the southern kingdom, there was a temple to the golden calf. We all heard about Jeroboam making a, if you remember, they put a golden calf right there, and he put one all the way up around Dan, all the way Dan to the southern border. And I never knew this, but when you're there, there's not only a place where the golden calves were placed, but there also was an actual replica of the temple right next to it. You can pick what you want. If you want some golden calf today, if you want Jehovah today, you can pick your poison. You don't need to go down to Jerusalem. You don't need to go across the border. Everything's made convenient. Well, sometimes things aren't convenient. Sometimes things aren't easy. The Bible says, you shall make no league, you shall overthrow. He says, why have you made this system that you are in now, and this situation? And by the way, God never asks questions for information. He asks it for conviction's sake. Why have you done that? Where is your brother, Abel? He asks, not because he didn't know. His blood cries out to me. Why have you done this? He says, wherefore? In other words, because you've done this, I will not drive them out from before you, but they shall be as thorns in your sides, and their gods shall be as a snare unto you. Now, there's two things. There's the they, and there's their gods. So if the people who have a false theological system, you name it, it's out there. In our world, we'll have maybe a jihadist Muslim trying to make sure you understand. Jihadist is the ones who believe in holy war. They say there's 1.3 or so billion Muslims. Only 300 million of them are jihadists, which are called people who believe in everything that it says. So be understanding, not every Muslim is a jihadist, but every jihadist is a Muslim. And 300 million is about the size of the United States. So that's man for man. And actually, we've got a lot of children counted in our count. So I'm just saying to you that what we're looking at is we've been being bad down here in America. And now we've got our enemies coming over the border. We've got our enemies infiltrating every sector of society. We've got our embassies across the world with a gay pride flag that they can fly. Our White House was lit up with the rainbow colors, not for God's sake, never for that, God forbid, but for gay pride and Obergefell. So I say to you, these are connectives. So do you see them? We're supposed to cast down their altars. Now, what we did was we were like Rachel, and they came out with Jacob. She got her dad's gods and put them on her camel. She's coming along with her gods. She's sitting on them. And her dad, Laban, came after him and says, they stole my gods. You stole my gods. And she didn't get up, and he couldn't find them. So he said, okay, I don't know what's going on, but somebody stole my gods. Well, that's what we did when we came over here. We brought our gods with us from various countries when we first started, as well as to this very day. We don't insist upon a pure language. You say, well, that's kind of narrow. No, it isn't. It's in the book of Ezra and Nehemiah. Read them. He says, you've got people in here not even talking your language. You're giving up your country. God even talked about that. You have borders. God even talked about it. God gives the borders in the book of Acts. It's talked about. So this is what's happening. We're being vexed because we've been bad. We've created a bad thing. Now, when I say we, I'm talking about us as a society and as a country. But as believers, hopefully we've allowed ourselves to be more insulated from such behaviors. And as a result of that, we can sit back and say, man, it makes my heart break, and sigh and cry like those in Ezekiel's day. And maybe, just maybe, God will have a degree of mercy in our corner. And I believe He has. I mean, I'm many times feeling very blessed at His provisions. Verse 3 says, their gods will be a snare unto you. And that's what's happening to our day, too.
We've got people who are called Antifa. We've got folks that were in our country who say, well, we're trained Marxists. And these are people who are Americans. We've got our critical race theory going on. And we've got all these young people coming up and say we need to tear down the system and start over. It's a snare. They're gods. They're belief systems. This is all it tells us that he said. And you know he said more, but, you know, here it is. It says, and it came to pass, the angel of the Lord spake these things, that the people of Israel, they wept. And they called the place Bochim. There it is, because they wept. It's a place of weeping. And it says, and they sacrificed there unto the Lord. You might circle the word sacrificed, because that was the proper response to this thing. It was a really bad, bad thing that they had done. They had given up their inheritance, which is like Esau giving up his birthright. They're like, you know, I don't know. Can't believe God. And it was a bad day. But they sacrificed. And that was basically what I would say, because what we see happen next. It was basically a ritual, and it was a reflex. It was like people going to church and just expecting three or four things that always happen at church. If you're Catholic, genuflexing, you know, they just expect it. People in the world in which we live, they have an expectation when they go to church. Some of them expect hymns, some of them expect contemporary music, some of them expect a long sermon, some expect, you know, a 20-minute sermon. Some of them expect all kinds of different things. But the reality is that we can't fall back to what we expect. We might sometimes have to do a little renegotiating of the whole plan, because we made a situation where we can go to the golden calf and we can go to over here to the temple. We got to be careful about that, because we're the Christians. We're calling the tune of our own walk with God. The theocracy in Israel was one where Dad was in charge. Dad was in charge. The priests could counsel, but there was no king. They were up to their own devices, and they were making bad choices, and they were creating a really dire situation. Now, it goes on in the next few verses, and it kind of backtracks about Joshua fading off of the scene and all the elders that were with them. And in verse 10, it says, and there arose another generation which knew not the Lord. We're there today, right? We feel that. Whole generation, don't even know the Lord. I've talked to kids on the street. Here's a little tract I give you. It's called One Way. It only has pictures. I thought they'd like it. You know, they're like 10, 11, 12 years old. They'd like the cartoon picture. And this is 20 years ago I gave this out. Hey, more than that, 25 years ago. Walking down the street, and I showed this tract, and they were like girls, and you know, I showed it to them. And I said, this is Adam and Eve. And they said, well, who's that? They didn't even know who Adam and Eve was, because their parents didn't talk to them about it. Craig has said he's talked to people about the flood. And they're like, what flood? They don't even know about the flood. There was a generation that rose up that knew not God. And so the vacuum that families created because of their own desires to go out and play. We grew up, got a haircut, but we were just man boys and women, girls. Didn't grow up either. Nobody's growing up. And we began to say, I just want more, and I want better, and I want bigger, and I don't care. Oh, the kids, what a nuisance. Rather than realizing they were the future, and they were the hope of the country. And that they were the ones who the devil was after while you and I were chasing butterflies, perhaps. The Bible says they knew not the Lord in verse 10. And it says, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. Now, this is interesting, because there's two things you're supposed to know, according to this verse. You're supposed to know the Lord and his works. Now, you can know about the parting of the Red Sea, but does that mean that you get to part the Red Sea? No, you get to know about the works, and he had a reason to do what he did, and he did it. There's a time for everything. Can God lift up a mountain and move it and be cast into the ocean? He's going to. Okay, it's going to happen in Revelation 16 in the bowl judgments. All the mountains are going to flee away. All the islands are going to flee away. And Jesus is coming, and there's going to be 100-pound hailstones to kind of level everything up. He's going to retool the earth. Lion's going to lay down with a lamb. Water's going to spring forth in the desert. It's going to be a good day.
Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.